Okay, that's why he's a bass player. Okay. Can you name the four branches of government? Yes, there's branch one through three, and then there's the fourth we don't talk about. That's the secret branch of government. Al is from Oconomowoc. He's a project leader. Al, are you in one of those branches?
No.
Do you know the four branches?
Yeah. John and I. Executive, judicial, legislative, and Federal Reserve.
Oh, Federal Reserve is the one I wouldn't have gotten. Nice thinking, Al. But I think you spelled Oconomowoc wrong, no? I don't think that's the way it goes. Are there free cars under our seats like on Oprah? I would look. I would take a moment and look. She might have left some here. I don't know if she was. Does anybody see a free car under their seat? Is there a free car under your seat?
No. No.
Okay. You never know. I don't know how she do that.
She spends a lot of money.
Is that her own money?
I think so, yeah.
If it was your show, Jim, would you give...
Making the kind of money she makes, I would be glad to give them a car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. How many mosquitoes does it take to suck a gallon of blood? That's kind of sick. Where is Joni? Huh? Have you figured this out? All right, we'll have to work that out mathematically, I think. I have no idea. Oh, yeah. How long does it take for a person to go insane? This is the same family, isn't it? I can see this calls for a visit. It calls for an intervention, I think. How long does it take for a person to go insane? A young man wants to know from Byron, Illinois. How old are you?
Too.
Well, that's probably long enough. Is this a concern of yours now?
No, it was just, you know, other people. See how long it takes them to go insane. I'm already there.
And if you know that, then would it help in some way?
Oh, yeah, I think it would.
Yeah. Okay, and then this is the mosquito woman, right?
Yes.
There probably is an answer for that if you want to do the math on it. But I don't do math.
Neither do I. That's why I was asking you.
Well, have you figured this out?
No.
No. Because you figure how much do they withdraw at a single...
Well, yeah, and if it's like an Illinois mosquito or a...
Milliliter.
Mosquito.
Cubics. Milliliter. I don't know. Anyone here in bugs or in math?
0.3 billion.
Thank you very much. Okay. All right. Let's move on from that. Do you know what flibbergibbet means? So we get a lot of good questions here today. Chloe Strait from Greendale Middle School. Where are you, Chloe? Oh, you're right in front. Oh, you're right there to begin with. I could remember this. I don't know what it means, flibbergibbet. That was before my time. Does anyone still say that?
No, not really.
Okay, well, that helped. When radio was in its early phases, they used to say, turn the flibbergibbet on, and that was the radio. But anyone use the term flibbergibbet, or it's a euphemism for something, we think probably something terribly bad.
Really bad.
You were there at the right time. You know, you were the right guy at the right time. What would be your favorite thing to do other than this show? I didn't mean to pick this one. Oh. What do you do the other 6 days of the week? Well, it depends on which day, doesn't it? And that's rather personal. Kristen Connor. Hi, acupuncturist. What's it like to work the same job for 25 years? What's it like sticking needles in people? That's pretty much what my job is like. Been needling people for 25 years.
No, I've been needling people for about 2 years. And what's it like?
Another 23, we'll talk.
You get used to it, and people feel better afterwards, so it's okay.
That's not my experience here. I don't know. They usually are distraught when they're leaving. Whose side do you take in the Newton-Leibniz calculus controversy? You think Newton was more influential or Leibniz? I tend to go with Leibniz.
Hot button issue.
That's my gut reaction is Leibniz.
Leibniz, I think he was the
better guy in the whole situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just saying that to Jim, actually. Yeah. It was in the men's room. We didn't want to get into it too deep, but Leibniz, right? Remember?
Leibniz, yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Newton had his day. What is the cure for baldness, Jay Miller wants to know. Actually, losing your hair is the only cure. You have to lose the rest of it, sir. That's the only cure there is. You know, it's really only partial baldness that is a problem. It's no longer an issue once you lose it all. What?
I just thought you would know the answer.
No, you didn't. The glare is a little bad there. If you might want to move your seat if you... Okay, a cooking question, because we just had cuisine or whatever that was, and Janet Holt, professor, Naperville, is in the low-fat pumpkin cake recipe to use a small or large can of pumpkin. Hi, dear. Wouldn't that depend on how big a pumpkin cake you're making, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's with one cake mix, so one box of cake mix. Yeah. You mix it with either a small or a large. Yeah. It doesn't seem to work for me with either.
So. Maybe I get Bourdain back on the phone here and turn that over to him, because he's probably got something you could do with that. I imagine you'd use a large can, wouldn't you? Because I like that, so. Eric from Appleton, rural mail carrier. The backbone of our audience.
Yes.
Where is Eric? This is the backbone of our audience, the rural mail carrier. Ladies and gentlemen, let us honor him. Let us honor him. Let us honor Eric. Can I get you to stand up, Eric? Are those your official shorts?
Yeah.
Can you wear whatever you want while you're out there rural mail carrying?
Pretty much, yeah. Within reason.
Yeah.
I have no assigned uniform.
You get a little note in your file for something that was not within reason? Or?
I could.
Appropriate garb?
I could.
Clown suit or something.
Yeah,
you know,
be pushing.
Because he had it on the night before, you know.
Yes. Sunglasses.
Yeah. And you have to provide your own vehicle?
Correct.
What are you driving these days?
Ford Explorer.
Explorer, okay, so that's good. Yeah, a lot of miles. Do they give you mileage at least?
Yes, they do.
Okay, all right. So I want to make sure about that. And you listen to the show while you're on the route?
Yes, I do.
See, I love that. We own rural mail carriers. That's so good. Where should you be about now? On your route.
What time is it?
It's 20 to 11.
Oh, we gotta get going. Yes, it's about 20 to 11.
About 5 miles north of Mackville.
Okay. At which residence should you be pulling into?
I have somewhere on County Road EE.
Okay. County Road EE. About now, we're also rolling in right now. So who's rolling in right now on County Road EE?
I have a substitute that fills in for me.
Yeah, but he's probably not going to be there for another hour, right? You can't even find County E, probably.
She's probably already been there.
Yeah. Oh, you got me there, Eric. And now, what, you want something from us?
Yes. I would like to get an autographed picture of Jim for my dog, Luke, who's also a very big fan. And he loves it when Larry takes off and Jim fills in.
Yeah. Okay.
So would that be possible?
Yeah. You give me your address, I'll see what I can find.
Get the dog. Get the dog's address. Thank you very much. Thanks. And thanks for doing what you do. And we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, a chance for you to win fabulous prizes. And who do I give that to? I forgot who got the, yes, someone got the 4 disclaimers. Oh, yes, okay. You want to meet me down the aisle over there? And there are no vowels involved, so it's okay. Just come right down here. Yes, I need you down here. The 4 disclaimers, we're about to play the What Do You Know quiz. We have to know who can and cannot participate in said quiz legally and with forethought. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
And you are?
Mary.
Mary.
From? From Wisconsin, but I live in Antioch, California.
And you flew all the way in?
My arms are still tired.
Yeah. Just for this, ladies and gentlemen. So, Mary, go ahead.
Read the disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Who keeps forgetting and put the cap back on the deep water horizon? Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Hold on. Thank you very much. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to raise them to indicate interest in playing the quiz. Get those hands up there. Let's get a broad cross-section. All right. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm good.
I'm good too, yeah.
Yeah. What's new? Anything?
Life's green and the wind's been blowing the corn over in my neighborhood.
Good. Anyone else want to? No, your name is?
Don Robbins.
Don, you from around here? Or?
Yeah, I live out in DeForest.
In DeForest? Mm-hmm. Are you a farmer out there?
No, I'm a mold investigator.
A what?
Mold investigator.
Okay, I guess we'll hear more about that, Don. But first, you got to give me one good reason for playing this quiz.
Because I've always wanted to be on the show, only I didn't know it. And my wife brought me here for Father's Day a week late because you're so busy last week, we couldn't get in.
You could have, but okay, that's not a problem. Come on, Don. Up here. Have a seat there. Mold like inside of buildings.
Inside of buildings.
Yeah.
Too much water, you get mold.
And so they need you to come in there and say they got mold? It's pretty obvious.
Isn't well, generally, a lot of times it's in the walls, or they're just sick and they don't know exactly what's going on.
Ah.
And it's a matter of keeping the place dry. So I try and sometimes prevent it from even happening by getting the...
What are you, an exorcist, a mold exorcist?
Yeah, pretty much. Keep the water from getting to the building and... You're not ever going to have any mold to begin with, but once it's there, we go in there and tear it out and clean it up and put it back together pretty.
Oh, that's cool. Have you always done mold investigation?
No, I was a contractor, then a home inspector, and my background's in medical technology, microbiology, and so it kind of grew out of that.
Yeah, so now it's like mold CSI.
Yeah, actually the name of my business is Building Forensics. So.
Oh, wow. I might think two of us could go far.
You know? Well, I could use some good marketing.
Me too. And I could use some help with my mold, for that matter. Well, Don, someone out there plays along with you. You know how this works, pretty much?
Yes, they do.
This is an encore performance, so don't call today, but save your call for another time.
Okay, it's a quote for the news. Who said this? Quote, get an act. Rhinestone bikinis and giving people the finger is not an act. Who said that? If you know, give us a call right here. Someone in the news said that. And it made news all over, didn't you? You hadn't heard about this, Jim?
I hadn't heard about
it. Oh, sure you did. Get an act, rhinestone bikinis, and giving people the finger is not an act. Famous individual said this of another famous individual. Let's go to the phones right now. Steve's on the line from Elk River, Minnesota. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
How's she going there in Elk River?
It's going pretty good.
That's pretty good. River rising, or...?
Has been here. We actually had about 4 inches of rain here a few weeks ago. And
oh, yeah. Got a mold problem, Steve? I got a guy for you here.
No, I don't. No.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Steve, get an act, rhinestone bikinis, and giving people a finger is not an act. Who said that to whom?
I want to say it was the dragon hatchet that fed it to the black hatchet.
Okay, you want to say that, then you want to say that. And I can't tell you what you want to say.
Okay.
That's not it, though.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll talk again. I'm sure Jerry's online from Cleveland. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Things good in Cleveland?
Yeah, getting warm, but it's not too bad yet.
Yeah. Got your vacation planned yet? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm going next week to Dearborn.
Whoa, that's quite a trip.
Couple hours.
Couple
right
hours.
Right down the road. Right
yeah.
down the road.
Going by road or?
Yes, I'm driving.
Telepathically or?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Cool. Are you friends there? Or?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to meetings.
Okay, say no
it's
more.
It's a secret society.
No, I understand. Yeah. I wasn't even going to probe it. Who said get an act, rhinestone bikinis, and giving people a finger is not an act?
I don't know. It seems like it might be Seinfeld to Lady Gaga.
It seems like you're right. Jerry.
All right.
Yes.
Smart lady.
Yes. Now, these secret meetings you're going to, Jerry, across the country.
What, you want to know more?
No.
But it might disqualify me from the quiz.
Yeah, it might. Yeah. Okay. Jerry, Don.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Don.
Jerry?
My father's name was Don.
Yeah, it's a good name. I like it.
Good. I like it, too.
Okay. A bond has been established. We can proceed from there.
And the categories.
Huh?
And the categories.
I was just going to get to that, Jim.
Okay. What are the categories?
Let's all keep our places here.
Yes.
And Jim Packard will tell us the categories.
Those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Yes, siree. That's why his dog likes you so much. Jerry, you can pick the first one if you like.
Oh, I'll take school.
Okay, things you should have learned in school. Let's see. Is it pronunciation or pronunciation?
Oh, pronunciation. Like nun.
I'd say pronunciation.
The nun, with the nun in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a religious thing, you know.
Okay.
yeah, I went to Catholic school.
Okay, good. Pronunciation then. We'll give, yes.
All right, one right.
All right. Drop on the right foot here. Pronunciation. Okay, and so what's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, places, science, odds and ends.
I just like the way science sounds.
Say it again, Jim.
Science.
Yeah, didn't you say that, me?
Yeah. Science, okay. Lucy, the 3.6-million-year-old mother of us all. They found her husband, Desi, in Ethiopia. Is he, A, the same height as 3.5-foot Lucy, a good 2 foot taller, or actually shorter than Lucy? Desi.
I'm going to say that he would be taller just because that's sort of the way things go in the animal kingdom. What do you think, Jerry?
I kind of thought he was about the same.
Not everyone likes that. What?
I thought he was about the same. That's why they figured they were related.
Well, I'll go with what you, if you've got some sort of previous knowledge.
But you were thinking that he was a good 2 foot taller?
I was.
Yeah.
Maybe taller, but not that much.
No. Or, you know, maybe.
Well, you know, these relationships are usually established on power back in those days.
Yeah.
It wasn't about being pretty. It was about who could...
They probably weren't actually married or anything. This is just kind of for convenience of archaeologists, you know. You can't prove they're married.
Who could drag who home?
Yeah.
Come on, they have a sense of humor, too.
Okay, so you're saying same height, maybe a little bit taller or 2 foot taller or actually shorter?
I'm going with taller, Jerry. I'm kind of stuck on it.
2 foot taller?
Okay, taller.
Yes, he was a good 2 foot taller than her. He towered over her at 5'6". Towered over her, Jim.
That's right. Yeah. Two right and no wrong.
What's left then there, Jim?
We have current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Jerry?
Oh, how about current events?
Current events. All right. Who has more Facebook fans, Lady Gaga or President Obama?
The obvious?
I don't know. I'm not on Facebook. How about you, Don?
Yeah, I am.
I will tell you, I have 4,333.
Well, how come you're not on the list?
I'm not. No, it's not too close. Lady Gaga, President Obama, more Facebook fans?
I'm going to say that, you know, in our culture, it's almost always the entertainers that get all the show, and the people that are doing the hard work typically
Hey, no
don't.
Speeches, Don.
What do you think, Jim?
Knock off with the speeches already. What?
It could be Lady Gaga, but would we have two Gaga answers in one quiz?
That's unusual, but it could could happen. There is a Ga and a Ga, obviously.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, yes, Lady
Gaga.
Gaga,
yay.
9,142,866 to 9,111,970. So she's ahead, but not by much.
Wow.
Jim, they've won the
quiz.
They've
won the quiz. They can stop here, take a prize, or they can go on try for the mother load. They do have to answer two questions correctly. From our three remaining categories, win a treasure trove of prizes. However, if you miss either one of those, Don Robinson is going to come by your house and check for mold.
Possibly bring it with him, is what I'm thinking.
Yes.
This
you
is fun.
Go on?
Let's go for it.
Oh, of course. Go
yes, they're going on. Let's encourage them. Because we have the chance to. What's left there, Jimmy?
People, places, or odds and ends.
Okay. Don, I think it's back to you, isn't it?
Well, it's back to me. I'd go with people.
You would go with people? All right. Percentage of Generation Yers, Generation Y, who would like to see solar panels at work around the office. Is it 1%, 27%, or 47% of Generation Y, which is what, in your 20s or something?
Could be.
Yeah.
I would think on the high end.
So would I. Yeah, it's...
47%?
It's that whole
you got
inconvenience.
It. You got it. You got it. They want to see 40, half of them.
Way to go for the judgment.
70% want recycling in the office.
Yeah, they should have.
Yes. 100% want their own office.
I just want a window.
Yeah, okay.
For right, no wrong.
Oh, boy. Is it that?
Places or odds and ends?
Okay, Jerry.
How about odds and ends?
Odds and ends could be anything. Yes, it is. It's just a guess, but I'd say there are 100 billion, 10 billion, or 0.3 billion cubic miles of water in the oceans.
There's a lot of water out there.
I would think so.
Yeah. Well, any of these would be a lot when you think about it. Is it 100 billion cubic miles, 10 billion cubic miles, or 0.3 billion cubic miles of
maybe
water?
Maybe we should go for the middle and be 10.
Or 0.3
billion. Like, what is it, two-thirds of the planet?
At least.
That's a bunch of water.
And 90% of our bodies.
Yeah, that's so you add that on there.
Or something.
And you probably got to go for the big one, don't you?
Makes me want to go to the bathroom, actually. For some reason, I can't explain.
I'd go for the 10 billion.
Oh, 100, let me read it again. 100 billion, 10 billion, or
100 billion.
0.3 billion.
I'm thinking big here.
Okay. Let me say them again then.
100 billion?
Okay, doesn't
we're talking about, you know, billion cubic miles. You know, a billion cubic miles is a lot of...
Wow, that's like, how far is it? 93 million miles to the sun or something? Yeah,
something
you're right.
Like
that's
that.
Quite a bit.
And there's no water between here and there.
No. Okay, I'll go with Jerry's thought on it.
0.3 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Was that your thought?
Yeah, maybe 0.3 is enough.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah,
work for, 0.3. If it works for the oceans, it works for me. 0.3 billion is it. You got it. 0.3 billion cubic miles of water.
Jerry, you'll enjoy the ultimate foot therapy session wearing a pair of dreamy Freudian slippers and move Sigmund's red tongue as you wiggle your toes from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild. You've won Joe Sharpnack's A Simple Life, a flipbook classic from Thumb Cinema, a Michigan State University Spartan polo shirt from Spartan Athletics, a tin of Monona Terrace mints from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, a passel of What Do You Know temporary tattoos, and Michael's book Something I Said, Innuendo and Out the Other, including Michael's Life the Musical on a CD performed by John Seeger from Terrace Books. For you, Don, you can celebrate the winning days of June as National Dairy Month in delicious style with organic artisanal cheeses from Wisconsin and around the world. That's from Fromagination on Madison's historic Capitol Square. You've won Uncle John's Bathroom Reader Plunges into the Presidency by the Bathroom Readers Hysterical Society. It's from Portable Press. The CD-ROM Leanin' Tree Screensavers from the Museum of Western Art. A dozen American Gothic refrigerator magnets from the Cedar Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. A trio of junior-sized Japanese-style ring-bound study cards from the Mindology Company. And What Do You Know? The Party Game from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to both of you.
They got the quarter, too, for being here. What Do You Know? Quarter. Do you have to share some of this with the ladies?